can make it here, I can make it anywhere, that's what they say. See my face in lights, on my name a monkey's found down on Broadway.
Happy Father's Day from Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware. My name is Keith Ratt. This is the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network, where we finally wrap up this epic 8-game, 6-day series between the Brooklyn Cyclones, the Mets affiliate, and the Washington Nationals affiliate, the Wilmington Blue Rocks. This is Game 8, a 105 first pitch, features Brooklyn's Luis Moreno against right-hander Seth Schumann for Wilmington. Last night we played a doubleheader. Cyclones swept the doubleheader. It was a big set of victories for Brooklyn. 1-0 in extra innings in game one. And then last night a little pop and power to win 4-1. Home runs from Nick Gattis and Tanner Murphy in the nightcap. You go back to game one. A late RBI go-ahead single in the top of the eighth by Rowdy Jordan. So the hits were there, timely, some bigger than others. But the one thing that was consistent over that two-game stretch, they allowed just one run. Pitching staff was phenomenal. Nick Swalk in game one, six scoreless, no walks, three strikeouts and four hits. Justin Courtney in relief, terrific as well. Six up and six down. I mean, you can't ask for anything better than that, especially when Courtney was coming in a scoreless game, bottom of the final inning, in the regulation, if you will, bottom of the seventh inning before extras. It's not easy to pitch on the road in a scoreless game. One swing wins it. Courtney has given up a walk-off home run already this year, so it was nice to see him jump into that situation and get the job done. So the Cyclones won game one, and again, the pitching was there in game two. And what did we see? We kind of dust off the antique a little bit. Garrison Bryant, shades of old, goes six innings for the first time in a dog's age. Garrison was kind of joking today, said, oh, the old The old lady still got some gas in her yet. Yes, he does. He's just 23, but he's been injured and has not really gone out there like he's liked to, which is what he did yesterday. Garrison, 6 innings, 1 run. It was a quality start. He did give up a solo home run with 2 outs in the first inning. So you take that home run out, 6 scoreless, 2 hits. But again, you can't really do that. But he did pitch that well, very effective, and certainly his best game in a very, very long time. And in relief, Grant Hartwig, it took a second. Wilmington loaded the bases against him in the 7th inning, but Brooklyn's Grant Hartwig able to get out of it with back-to-back strikeouts to lock the door down, get the save. So the Cyclones pitching staff was phenomenal. A really impressive showing yesterday. Hoping to do the same today with the youngster Luis Moreno on the mound. He's still very new to the Cyclones. 23 years old from San Cristobal in the DR. He threw twice in the Aberdeen series. That was last week. And he earned the promotion on June 1st. So he's been with the club for about 2.5 weeks, but he's only pitched 2 times, 6 total innings. So we'll see what he gets to do today. Now, he was half starter, half reliever as a piggybacker down with St. Lucie. We know how that first half ended. They won the division. Moreno, a big part of that. And so we'll see him today. He'll counter Seth Schumann, who pitched on Tuesday. Cyclones got a piece of Schumann. He ended up giving up 5 runs. And Brooklyn had three leads. 2-0 lead, 4-2 lead, 5-4 lead, and lost it 6-5. It was just a deflating loss because Brooklyn does feel so confident in the series. So we'll go into this one, a chance to win 5 out of 8, take the series. Wilmington will do their darndest to try to even the series. More to come in the pregame show, including our conversation with the manager, Luis Rivera. We'll take a look down on the farm and check in on some Cyclones. We're doing some big things at Double and Triple A. We'll have starting lineups and first pitch. Happy Father's Day to the Don. Happy Father's Day to your dad, wherever he is out there. Hopefully you give him a call on a day like today. We'll be back after this from Frawley Stadium on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Sunday, June 26th is Peppa Pig Night. Everyone's favorite pig will pose for photos with kids, roam around the concourse, and dive into some muddy puddles on Coney Island. We'll have pig-related fun and games throughout the night to celebrate the cheeky little pig. Get your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Happy Sunday from Wilmington, Delaware. The Brooklyn Cyclones are back in action for the 8th game of the 8-game series. And the man that's back in action as well is the Brooklyn Cyclones manager, Luis Rivera, who rejoined the team yesterday, managed to 2 victories in the doubleheader. But Luis, you came back from a nice couple of days of rest. The Mets do a nice job. Let every coach get some time off. So how enjoyable was it?
Oh, it was really, really nice to be back home with my family, my kids, my wife. It was refreshing. So I'm back. I'm back already with energy and to keep, getting better with the guys.
Is it hard to leave Miami in the middle of June?
It was okay. It was really hot.
It is Father's Day today, so of course you're a dad, but you've got a dad. So what does today mean to you?
Oh, it's special. You know, being a dad is the best thing that can happen to a man. It's a great feeling to be a dad. I have kids. I have 2 beautiful kids, a boy and a daughter, and I'm really proud of them. And it's beautiful to be a dad, yeah.
Did you get to FaceTime them at all? You did see them, but did you talk to them today?
Yes. They woke me up at 7 a.m. in the morning every day. Yeah, I FaceTime them like three times a day. I stay in communication really good with my wife and my kids every day, yes.
So cool. So we jump right back into baseball. Yesterday, sweep a doubleheader. Coming back, your first day back, how nice was that to see from your guys?
It was great. Glad to be back. Being with this group that I like, the type of group that I have, I always say it. I have a really good good group of guys, and it was really nice to be back. The guys played well yesterday, a lot of energy, and we pitched well. We had good at-bats, too, and we won the two games.
When you step away for a couple of days and you come right back, what are some of the first things that kind of refresh your mind a little bit? You say, oh, yeah, we're pretty good at this, we're pretty good at that.
Well, I'm going to lie. Being at home, I was checking the box score. I was, you know, paying attention to the details of the game. And as soon as I got into that plane, I was already work mode. My head starting to think, you know, things that I need to be paying attention in the game, signs. I'm going to try to, you know, like formulating a plan already for the game. And now it's strategy and the logistic of the game. And nothing. The guys played well yesterday. I didn't do anything different. I just yesterday I was trying to be a little bit more aggressive on the bases. We stole a couple of bases, trying to put some guys in scoring position. It worked a couple of times, and the guys did the job, man, the guys.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about two guys in particular who have really been working hard, Nick Gattis and Tanner Murphy. Talk about Tanner Murphy first. He knows he's not going to play too much. He only gets a few at-bats a week, but three hits yesterday at his first home run of the year. What'd you think about that?
Oh, really good. Really happy for him. He works hard. His attitude is great. He always willing to get better and, you know, work hard. And he, you know, I'm really happy for him that he did really good yesterday. He's in the lineup today. And, hey, opportunity comes, and if you take advantage, something good is going to happen. So he always, with good attitude, even when he's not playing, he always tell me, I'm ready for whenever you need me to pinch hit. Pinch run, play defense, so he's a really positive guy.
And then Nick Gattis hit a home run yesterday. Coming off the injured list, he was a little unsure about what the future of his 2022 was going to look like, but he's a guy that continues to seem to hit the ball as hard as he can.
Yeah, Gattis is a good player. He has a good approach. He has a good idea of the play, and his swing is coming along. It's better also. He's been putting... Yesterday, he hit the ball in the nose three times, and finally he hit one out. But the guy was telling me that he's been hitting the ball really hard the entire series. It's just that this view is the win, you know? But I'm glad. Like, he's a good player, and I can see him, you know, keep hitting the ball like that for the rest of the season.
Final question for you. We jump into the final game of the series, and Luis Moreno gets the start today. Third time we're going to see him. He's coming up from the St. Lucie team that just clinched the division the other day, so that winning mindset. What do you anticipate from Luis into this game as he gets more comfortable at high A?
Well, I like that he has a lot of energy. Like he likes to battle. Like, that's his attitude. Like, he's not afraid. He's gonna go and challenge the hitters. He's gonna attack the strike zone, and that's one of the things I like about him. He got good stuff, good slider, good sinker, 94 plus. So he got good stuff. Yeah, so I like him. So I'm expecting him to have a good day today and to keep helping us through the season.
That is Luis Rivera, the manager, who is rested and refreshed. We're jumping into game 8 of our 8-game set. We'll have more next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get two 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us. It's a jam-packed June 24th at Maimonides Park. Join us for fireworks, FDNY night, and Mets tote bag giveaway. We honor New York's finest at the ballpark, and the first 2,000 fans in attendance receive a Mets tote bag as part of our amazing Friday night series. Plus, start your weekend with a bang thanks to Friday night fireworks with the Brooklyn Cyclones. That's a jam-packed June 24th. Grab your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Once again, happy Father's Day, everybody. Welcome back to Frawley Stadium. We're just minutes away from first pitch at 105 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. It's a gorgeous day on the East Coast, a really beautiful day to wrap up this eight-game set. Before we jump into starting lineups, we'll take a look down on the farm. Mets today at 140. Wrap up the series with Miami. It's Chris Bassitt and the 44-23 New York Mets taking on Sandy Alcantara. AAA Syracuse last night beat Norfolk in 10 innings, 13-8. Nick Meyer, former Brooklyn Cyclone, had one of his best games as an offensive player in his career. Drove in five runs. It's 2-for-3, couple of doubles, a walk, and a run. AA Binghamton today taking on AAA Syracuse taking on Norfolk. Thomas DePucci on the mound against the Norfolk Tides. The Baltimore affiliate at 105, 25-39 into that series. AA Binghamton yesterday beat Bowie 8-5, and they did so with one of our guys, outfielder Brandon McElwain, who woke up in Wilmington yesterday morning, found out right around 11:15 he was going to AA, and was in an Uber by noon and headed over to Bowie. And what did he do? Well, just the go-ahead RBI double in the eighth inning into an 8-5 win. Later on, Brett Beatty hit a big home run as Binghamton won that game. Today they turned to former Cyclone David Griffin at 105. And earlier today, a noon start for Low A St. Lucie. Levi Daven on the mound against Tampa. Yesterday, St. Lucie beat Tampa, got back to their winning ways to get to 40-21. Javier Atencio, one of the new young arms, just 20 years old, struck out a season-high 7 over 5 innings. And Stanley Consuegra, one of the million hitting outfielders that they have down there, hit a 3-run home run and a career-high tying 2 stolen bases. They hit, they run, they hit for power. And St. Lucie just has a ton of good guys. Something's got to give, by the way, with these rosters. There's going to be some movement. You've got to promote some good hitters. Cyclones did it with McElwain. What are the Mets going to do with all those hitters at Low A St. Lucie? Well, we shall see as we turn the corner into late June and early July. Time to jump into starting lineups. And they're brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn near Barclays Center. Located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan, Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. For the Cyclones who come in 28-34, you heard Luis Rivera say it in the manager's show this morning. Tanner Murphy is in the lineup. He had 3 hits yesterday, including a home run, the first one of his year. The left fielder will lead off. He's ahead of shortstop Shervin Newton batting in the 2 spot. Then Rowdy Jordan, JT Schwartz, and Nick Gattis hit 3, 4, and 5. Rowdy's at second base today, JT at first, and Nick catches. The DH is 6-hitter Jose Mena. Joe Swazi bats 7th and plays right field. The 8-hitter, Jose Peroza at the hot corner. Jalen Palmer, the center fielder, bats 9th to round out the lineup with Luis Moreno making his second Brooklyn Cyclones start. One more time for Brooklyn. It's Murphy in left, Newton at short, Jordan at second, Schwartz at first, Gattis catches, Maina DHs, Swazi in right, Peroza at third, and Palmer in center field. Now for Mario Lison's Wilmington Blue Rocks, second place team. They are teetering at 500. They are 31-30. Darren Baker leads off. The lefty second baseman kicks things off, then passes the baton to the third baseman, two-hitter Jose Sanchez. Nick Banks continues his rehab as the DH. He'll bat third. Yasiel Antuna, who homered in last night's single-admission doubleheader, the nightcap, he'll hit cleanup and play left field. Omar Marahildo at first base batting 5th. Onyx Vega, the catcher, hits 6th. And the bottom trio, Ricardo Mendez, Kevin Strohschein, and Jordy Barley. Ricardo hits 7th and plays center field. Kevin bats 8th and plays right. And Jordy, the 9-hitter, plays short with Seth Schumann on the rubber. Baker at second, Sanchez at third, Banks the DH, Antuna in left, Marihildo at first, Vega catches, Mendez in center, Strohschein in right, and Barley at the shortstop spot. It is 70 degrees at Frawley Stadium today. It is a gorgeous day. I will say there's something about blue in this state of Delaware. I said it yesterday because it kind of slaps you in the face in a good way. It's just a really good frame to enjoy for this day. Big bright blue sky overhead. Not a cloud out there today. And the grass shining, shimmering green splendor. Wilmington takes the field on this Father's Day. We'll take one more break. But when we get back from Frawley Stadium, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one in the right. Down the line. It is good. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Looking up Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field. Going back up against the screen. And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez with a ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles and free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019. New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware, it is Brooklyn's Cyclones baseball. This afternoon, the Cyclones, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets, wraps up this epic 8-game series against the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the High A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Happy Father's Day, everybody, from the broadcast booth on this gloriously blue-skied Sunday afternoon. Brooklyn goes for the series clincher today, leading the first seven games, 4-3. So they'll take on right-hander Seth Schumann, who they face on Tuesday. And Schumann's job today, trying to even things out in the series. Wilmington will try to salvage the split of the 8 games. The reason why the Cyclones are so set up, they won 2 games yesterday in that doubleheader. Doubleheaders are usually a guaranteed split, especially when you win game one, you're kind of complacent in game two. I hate to say it, I'm not calling anybody out. That's just the name of the game. That's how it is all the time in doubleheaders. Well, Brooklyn kept the pedal to the metal yesterday. Have to credit them. They won 1-0 in game one and came back even stronger in game two with a big offensive outburst, couple of homers to win 4-1. And the one staple of yesterday was the incredible, incredible pitching for the Cyclones. Game one, Nick Swak, phenomenal, 6 scoreless. And then in game two, Garrison Bryant went 6. And he allowed just 1 earned run. I mean, Wilmington had no answer yesterday offensively. They only mustered 1 run on the day thanks to a Yasiel Antuna solo home run to begin game two, which Brooklyn, you know, you're down 1-0. Second game of the doubleheader. Again, it's usually split city when you're talking about a single admission doubleheader. And came all the way back and ripped off a home run from Nick Gattis and a home run from Tanner Murphy. So today, under this bright blue sky, they go for 5 of the 8 before heading home after the ball game. Have the day off tomorrow. And Jersey Shore comes to town for a 6-game series. This is game 63 for Brooklyn. Tuesday is 64, Wednesday 65, and Thursday 66. And then that is it for the first half of this split season in the South Atlantic League. Tanner Murphy strides to the plate, right-handed hitting left fielder, playing back-to-back games, slotted in the lineup after a 3-for-3 day yesterday. Seth Schumann, the right-hander, kicks and deals downhill, and the first pitch is caught on and popped up, foul and out of play for strike one. At 107 first pitch, 70-degree day in Delaware, Murphy in there at 232, one homer now and five RBIs. Tanner playing his 21st game of the year. High kick, Schumann's 0-1. Runs up and in, and it hit him. And Murphy goes stumbling back, and now the home plate umpire is going to have to make a call here whether it hit him or hit the bat. So that pitch came up and in, and Murphy's helmet came off. He's shaking out his right hand. Mickey Smith and Chandler Durham come together. Murphy running down to first base, and they will say that ball did hit Murphy. Now here comes Mario Lison out of the Wilmington dugout to argue. So Murphy gets on base. First of all, he's okay. That pitch came up and in and got him on the hand. And he's actually talking to first baseman Omar Merahildo about it. Lison in the sunglasses has a little brief argument, then turns and heads back down the first base dugout. So Schumann hits his fourth man of the year. Murphy's on base to begin the top of the first. And here's Shervin Newton, switch hitter batting left. Murphy in that athletic stance, twiddling those left-hand fingers. The pitch. Newton cuts and misses for strike one. Murphy in just 20 games, I mentioned, 1-for-1, but very quick. He's just looking for opportunities to get on base in a spot where he can steal. Newton at the dish at 171. Three homers, 14 RBIs, on base at 270. Pitch. Check swing foul over the Brooklyn dugout. Strike two. Cyclones in their Road Gray Classic uniforms. Gray top, gray pants. BKLYN in blue. Old English writing across the chest. Big block capital letters. Navy blue sleeves. Mets circular patch on the right arm. Shervin sits low in that stance. Strong back leg. Here's the 0-2. And it runs down and in for ball one. Wilmington white pants, navy blue tops, rocks written across the chest in a diagonal line. From down to up, baby blue tops, navy blue brim. Schumann sets right underneath that brim, down to the chest. Kicks and comes home. And Newton fouls back the fastball at 93. Schumann out of Georgia Southern, drafted by the Athletics, sixth round in 2019. His first assignment was the old New York Penn League, pitched with Vermont, the Lake Monsters, in Burlington, Vermont, which is where the Cyclones used to go for many, many years, and then traded over from Oakland to Washington last year. Schumann slide step, pitch, Newton swings and elevates a fly ball into shallow left. Antuna comes gliding down, loses the hat, but reaches up to make the catch. Antuna's in left field, Mendez in center, Kevin Strohschein plays right. Jose Sanchez at the hot corner, Omar Merahildo plays first, and the guys in the middle, Jordy Barley at short, Darren Baker at second base. Onyx Vega, who caught last night, gets a quick turnaround and catches the afternoon game. No score. Brooklyn batting top of the first. Runner on with one out. Here's Rowdy Jordan. Switch hitter batting left. Schumann deals and misses outside to the lefty for ball one. Rowdy hitting a 261. He's had quite a last few days. Last night, two walks, a single, two stolen bases and a run. That was in game two. Three hits in game one yesterday. 1-0. Drifts outside with the heat. It's two balls and no strikes. Had a feeling that we would see Rowdy Jordan kind of battle back. His first two games back from injury, he was 0 for a combined 8 with one walk. And then kind of immediately reversed what it did to his batting average and his on-base percentage yesterday. Murphy breaks for a second and stops. The pitch is cut on and fouled back. Has two balls and a strike. Mentioned Jordan stole two bags yesterday. Brooklyn was running as best as it could, trying to find opportunities to score runs. They are second to last in the South Atlantic League in runs scored and have scored the fifth fewest in minor league baseball. So if they see, we'll see if they spring Murphy. Schumann's 2-1. Rowdy pops it up. Foul territory behind home plate, third base side, and it angles into the seats behind home plate. So now from 2-0 to 2-2 on Rowdy Jordan. So Schumann last year was traded over. That's when Washington was cleaning house, getting rid of its big leaguers. They got rid of so many players. The biggest name that you remember, Max Scherzer, going over to the Dodgers for a ton of top prospects for L.A. Of course, the Dodgers were trying to sell out to win it all, but Atlanta did win last year, and Max became a free agent, and now with the Mets. 2-2. Jordan swings. It's a ground ball to the right side. Diving attempt by Merrihildo, but it's by him into right field. Murphy, great speed around second into third, and stops there. So Jordan hits it into right, and the Cyclones are set up with first and third. Rowdy continues to swing a solid stick. Last two games for Jordan. That is, got to tally them all up here, five hits in three games. So Brooklyn set up first and third, top of the first, no score, looking to break the game open. Here's lefty JT Schwartz. Shortstop Jordy Barley plays up the middle, so the shortstop hole is open. First pitch from Schumann misses outside for ball one. Schumann, part of his cleaning house of the Nationals, came over with right-hander Richard Wash and catcher Drew Millas, who actually spent a little bit of time at high A last year before going up to double A Harrisburg. Spinner to throw over, and Rowdy back in. The big leaguers that the Nationals got rid of to Oakland, catcher Yan Gomes and Josh Harrison. So first full year for Schumann in the Washington system. He came here last year and made eight starts, and this year has already made 10 and pitched pretty well. Slide step, 1-0 pitch, dots the knees on the outside corner on JT, and it's one ball and one strike. Schwartz hitting a 270, one homer, 22 ribbies, the team lead, 362 on base. Schwartz had two hits in the nightcap. No score, top of the first, runners at the corners, one out. 1-1 coming, and the fastball misses up and away, two balls and a strike. 10 games, 10 starts, 43 innings, 38 strikeouts, and just 8 walks. It's a 21% strikeout rate. Walk rate 4%, the lowest of his career. Rowdy leads off first, Murphy off third. 2-1, short swings and fouls it into the third base seats. Off one dad to another. Guy in a big red shirt standing up with a cold one in his left hand. Had it hit off his right hand, and it went down two rows in front to another dad. And the dad in the front row of the two made the catch and then gave a fist pump to his partner for the alley-oop. Schumann, another slide step, 2-2 pitch, fouled back again by JT. Cyclones saw Schumann on Tuesday. They took three leads against him, and they were unfortunately upset to see late in the game Cyclones bullpen let those leads go. It was 2-0, 4-2, and 5-4, and Brooklyn lost 6-5, giving up a pair of runs in the eighth. Schumann gave up 5-5 on Tuesday. 2-2, Schwartz takes down and in and runs the count full. Three straight games with a home run allowed. So the Cyclones lately have turned the power on, trying to catch him. Joe Swazi took him deep to right field on Tuesday night. One out. Runner goes to second. The pitch to Schwartz is ripped deep in the air to right field. JT leaves the building. Over the pen and right, his second home run of the year. And how about that for a start? JT hits a three-run bomb into the Sunday afternoon sky. Crosses Murphy, Rowdy, and JT himself. High five from Luis Rivera around third And Schwartz has his second bomb of the year. RBI is 23, 24, and 25. So now four straight games with a home run allowed. The Cyclones get Seth Schumann early. Mark DeFelice, the pitching coach, out to talk to the right-hander, whose FIP is 3.97, a little bit higher than his ERA. He's now allowed five homers in 11 starts. So Brooklyn, with this power lately, we've talked about it since the end of May. We kind of have that one day in our mind, which is that May 22nd doubleheader against Hudson Valley. Brooklyn walks into that doubleheader, having hit next to no home runs, just 7 in 34 games. But since that day, 25 homers in 29 games. They're completely changed. Here's Nick Gattis, who homered yesterday, put it into the left field bullpen. That first pitch to him runs up and in with a slider for ball one. Gattis at 204, now two homers and 18 RBIs, 290 on base. Schumann out of the wine, rocks and deals the 1-0, and drops another breaking ball in there. One ball, one strike. So 3-0 Brooklyn, top of the first. One out, the 1-1. Gattis swings, hits a high fly in the left, not deep. And Tuna trots over and now in, faces up the infield and makes the catch. Two down. So Gattis flies out to left. Here's the DH, Jose Mena. Mena down to 238 and a 267 on base. Two homers and 15 ribbies. Schumann deals righty to righty. And a slider cut on and missed by Mena. Strike one. Mena, the longtime Brooklyn Cyclones catcher. He is here for his third year, the 0-1. Takes on the inside corner. That dots the letters. No balls and two strikes. Two sliders to Mena. Comes the twist and the next. And another slider in there. Strike three called outside corner. So Mena strikes out, but a big inning. JT Schwartz hits his second home run of the year and his first one since April 12th. And Brooklyn leads Wilmington 3-0. Blue Rocks come to bat in the bottom of the first inning when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Back of it, JT Schwartz, three-run home run. The Cyclones have a 3-0 lead into the bottom of the first inning. Luis Moreno with a nice gust of wind behind him, taking on the Wilmington Blue Rocks for the first time in his very young high A career. 23 years old, he's been with the Mets since June of 2019. Signed when he was 20, which was a little later in the game. And it took a little bit of kind of perfecting for Moreno. Spent a little bit of time down in the Dominican. Spent time there in 2019. Back-to-back years in St. Lucie, and now the call-up to high A. First pitch to Darren Baker, lefty second baseman. He takes outside from the right-hander. One ball, no strikes. Baker, Sanchez, and Banks for the Blue Rocks. Moreno's next toss. That hits the outside corner with the fastball. Luis coming in at 93 miles an hour. Baker, 339 on base. Batting average pretty solid as well, 287. 1-1. Breaking ball ripped, but foul. Yanked down the right side. Strike two. Baker, one homer and 18 RBIs. 13 doubles, 7 steals. Been a nice year for Darren. Yesterday in the doubleheader, had one hit. Two outings for Moreno at high A, both against Aberdeen last week. Bookended it. Pitched Tuesday as a starter, and Sunday, one inning. The 1-2 misses off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. So his high A debut was really good. Two runs over five innings. Struck out five, walked two. That was against the Birds. 2-2 to Baker. Swings and fouls back the breaking ball. It stays 2-2. Wind blowing in today from center field towards home plate. Moreno gets a sign from Gattis. The 2-2 pitch just missed inside. Really close on that inside edge. Moreno up to 94. But it's three balls and two strikes on the Wilmington leadoff hitter. Baker batting with his red batting gloves hanging out the back of his pocket. Holding the bat with white batting gloves. Payoff pitch. Cut on and missed. Ball hits off Gattis. His glove rolls all the way to the wall. And Baker reaches. It's a strikeout, but a wild pitch, potentially. And Baker is on base. Slider down and in. Really nasty pitch from Moreno. And Nick Gattis even giving a thumbs up to Moreno. Just one of those tough situations that happens. So Baker is aboard. Here's Sanchez. 3-0 Brooklyn. Wilmington batting, trying to get at least a couple back. Bottom of the first. Pitch. The righty takes across the letters on the inside corner. 94 miles an hour, nothing and one. Sanchez at 274, 365 on base. Four homers, 22 RBIs. Cyclones have kind of kept him in check this series. Moreno's pitch. Slider. Missed down and away. Sanchez held up on a quarter swing. It's a ball and a strike. Nick Gattis catches. Jose Peroza plays third. He had a mean game over there yesterday. He was picking things left and right. Newton at short. Jordan at second. JT at first. Moreno's next pitch. At the letters for a strike. That looked pretty up. And it's 1-2 on Sanchez. Murphy in left. Palmer in center. Joe Swazi in right. Jose Mena DHing today for Brooklyn. Baker takes his lead. Those baby blue cleats off of first. The 1-2. Sanchez hits a tapper to short. Newton Fields throws to second low for one. Jordan to first base. Got it. Double play, 6-4-3. Not an easy turn. The Cyclones get it done. His hit to Newton's right. He slid over. Fielded, had to throw kind of off his back foot, leaning back. Off balance, threw low to second. Jordan went down and got it, and sidearm slinged it over to first. So the base is wiped clean behind Moreno. Two outs in the bottom of the first. Brooklyn ahead by three. There's a lefty DH, Nick Banks. Pitch, and the AAA bat swings and fouls it at the plate. Little tapper behind home. No balls and a strike. Banks 5 for 17. This is game 7 as a rehabber. Moreno with the quick pitch. Misses outside. One ball, one strike. Luis has that interesting timing mechanism that he has installed into that windup. Turns his feet high. Kick the 1-1. Banks takes a big breaking ball strike. Good humpback curve. 79 miles an hour. One ball, two strikes. Drop that right in. Moreno peering in for the sign. Gattis sets up away. It comes to 1-2. A fastball up and in. Hit him. Got him on the front elbow. And Nick Gattis actually walking in between Nick Banks and Luis Moreno in the grass just to kind of keep the distance between the two. By the way, Banks gets about 70 feet to first and starts to double over, holding his right elbow. That hurt. That was 94 off the tricep. Looked like the low tricep on his right arm. He's at first base getting inspected by Mario Lison, who's taking the walk across the green grass from third. And Don Neidig, the athletic trainer. Don's always got the towel in his hands. He's got it tucked against his left side between his left arm and his side body in the armpit. Talking to Banks over at first base. Now, Banks is here on rehab. It's not clear why he is here or what he is rehabbing. But whatever it is, the last thing you want to do is get something else you have to worry about. Well, Lison trots across the field. Looks like Banks going to stay in the game at first with two outs. So Neidig goes back to the first base dugout, far side down the steps. And the inning continues. It's been a strikeout, wild pitch reach for Darren Baker, then a double play. Banks was hit on a 1-2 pitch up and in. And here's Yasiel Antuna, the top position player prospect, number 11 in the national system. Brooklyn leading 3-0, bottom one. Moreno sets. Antuna batting from the left side. Pitch. Strike at the knees on the outside frame. One ball, two strike. No balls and a strike. Antuna hitting a 236. He hit his seventh homer yesterday. Drove in his 28th run. The 0-1. He swings, hits the curveball high in the sky out to left. Not deep. Murphy over. And reaches up with the left hand and makes the catch to end the inning. No runs, one hit batsman, one double play, but no runs. Moreno has the scoreless bottom of the first. We go to the second in Wilmington. Cyclones up 3-0 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Cyclones in good shape very early. We go to the top of the second inning. Brooklyn has already won two games in a row. They have won six of their last ten. And have a 3-0 lead on the back of a JT Schwartz bomb to deep right field. It was as glorious as a lefty swing can be. Right over the bullpen in right. So that's how the Cyclones greeted Seth Schumann in the first inning. We'll see how they do for take two. It's the bottom three. Joe Swazi, Jose Peroza, and Jalen Palmer. Swazi got Schumann on Tuesday night, getting his fourth home run of the year, 19th RBI. Swazi at 236 with a 331 on base percentage. Schumann rocks and fires his first pitch, and the slider misses outside, ball one. So with the departure of Brandon McIlwain up to double A, the nerdy metrics, the good ones, weighted runs created plus, Joe Swazi is the most valuable offensive player the Cyclones have. Next pitch, that misses down and in, 2-0. Of course, right there, Rowdy Jordan and JT Schwartz, but it's Swazi at the top. 2-0, foul out of the plate. Two balls and a strike. It's certainly very interesting because Swazi is not a guy that's out here hitting 10 home runs or hitting 300. But it's the type of hits that he has and how often he gets on base and those steals that are thrown in there. The whole package. Very valuable offensive player. There's the 2-1. Slider is ripped sharply to short, collected by Barley on one hop. He zings it to first in time. One away. McElwain leaving yesterday. The weighted runs created plus was 137, which is titanically high, especially on this Cyclones team. Now, McElwain certainly deserved that promotion yesterday. And it's a good sign for a lot of these Brooklyn hitters. It's not been a very good year for the Clones. First pitch to Peroza. He swings and tips it into the mitt for strike one. And I mean that. Just the guys are not hitting as they expect themselves to be hitting. Jose Peroza at the plate, a perfect example. Hitting at just 215. The 0-1 pitch caught on and missed for strike two. And if you want to stay nerdy with me, a weighted runs created plus of 67. The league average is 100. Peroza, two homers, 17 RBIs, a 300 on base. Here's the 0-2. A slider ripped towards third, caught by Sanchez on the backhand. A looping liner, Sanchez's glove crossed over his body, leaned over, and picked it low. Two down, top two, Brooklyn ahead, 3-0. Base is empty for the center fielder, Jalen Palmer. Palmer at 184, six homers, 19 RBIs. First toss from Schumann, runs down and away for ball one. So seeing McElwain get the call up, just good for the confidence to see somebody on your side kind of graduating. The 1-0, Palmer takes the front to a slider in for a strike. In fact, Chris Newell, the bench coach, kind of told me that in the cage yesterday, after McElwain went up, he looked at his guys and said, who's next? Who's going up next? Schumann's 1-1. Palmer takes a fastball strike right at the belt on the inside edge. 1-2. That is the goal for everybody, to keep moving up closer and closer to the big leagues. Here's the 1-2. That missed inside. Old Uncle Charlie, the curveball. 2-2. Palmer keeps his hands high above his right shoulder. Schumann gets the sign. Twists and turns to 2-2. And strike three called outside corner with the slider. Palmer slowly turns, shaking his head. That just got a piece of the outside corner. Looked a little up, looked a little out. But it's strike three. And Schumann, since the home run, has retired 5 in a row. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Brooklyn ahead on Wilmington, 3-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Not a bad crowd on a Sunday in Wilmington, bottom of the second inning on this Father's Day. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Cyclones have a 3-0 lead. Wilmington comes to the plate, bottom two against Luis Moreno. Omar Marihildo digs in from the right side. And the first pitch, righty to righty, misses outside with a slider. Ball one. Marihildo is the guy that these pitchers worry about the most. Gattis sets up away. The 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner. Moreno hits his spot with the 93-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-1. Merahildo, 357 on base, 10 homers, 38 RBIs, and a 267 batting average. Next one from Moreno. Slider swirls off the plate, 2-1. The mascot for Wilmington, Rocky Bullwinkle, his birthday today. So some mascots, local mascots in attendance. The 2-1, Merahildo takes a letter high fastball strike. Two balls, two strikes. Now on the big righty, those bright red Nationals colored batting gloves holding the bottom of his black bat that goes bobbing up and down on his shoulder. 2-2. Slider outside, ball three. Now there's a couple of different mascots here. The Delaware Bluecoats, that's the 76ers G League affiliate. Their mascot is here. And the St. Joseph's Hawk is in the building as well. The 3-2. Drilled the other way to deep right field. Swazi back, gives us a look. It's the home run. Merahildo goes out the back door and gets Wilmington on the board. His 11th home run of the year. Moreno was nibbling on the outside corner. Merahildo knew it and drove a fastball the other way into the afternoon. Solo shot in the bottom of the second inning, and Brooklyn's lead is now 3-1. Why he is still here, I have no idea. I'm sure he's wondering the same. He homered earlier in the series, goes out the back door today, and remains the most feared hitter in the lineup. So now the catcher, Onyx Vega. Moreno gives up the home run. See if the young righty can battle back. His first pitch just missed outside. Ball one. One of the qualities that Luis Rivera has noticed about Moreno is his ability to not be afraid of anybody. The 1-0. Fastball run up and in. Two balls, no strikes. Now you give up a home run from time to time, but can you bounce back? So Moreno behind 2-0 on the catcher, Onyx Vega. Hitters count. He waves his bat in anticipation. The 2-0. Slider drips outside, ball three. Luis gets the ball back, takes his hat off, rubs his arm sleeves against his forehead, gets back in there. Take a big breath, try to reset. Here comes his 3-0, and the fastball right down the chute for a called strike. Vega is the backup catcher behind Israel Pineda. Phenomenal on-base percentage at .423, .268 batting average. 3-1, up and in, ball four. So post-home run, a walk surrendered by Moreno. Wilmington batting bottom two. It's 3-1 Cyclones. And here's the lefty center fielder, Ricardo Mendez. By the way, was touching on the fact that the Hawk is here, St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia, a school from the famous Atlantic 10. Always interesting about him. He's got to keep his wing moving, at least one of the wings, all the time. First pitch to Mendez, in there for a strike. If you're ever at a St. Joseph's basketball game, you will notice that the mascot is this feathery bird at the end of the bench, waving both arms up and down. Here comes the 0-1. Big breaking ball, drops in, strike two on Mendez. And then you'll see when timeouts are called in basketball, team huddles together and the Hawk follows them out and stands behind the team and both arms are waving. And you go, this guy could keep this up all game. The 0-2 over the outside corner. Nasty backdoor breaking ball. And Mendez strikes out looking. So Moreno gets his first out in the bottom of the second and his first strikeout. Now the eight man, Kevin Stroshein. Well, the answer is for the Hawk, yes, he has to keep at least one arm moving all the time in the eye of the public. Anytime he's out there, he's got to keep at least one arm moving. Vega goes on the first pitch to Stroshein. The throw from Gattis is into center field. Vega up and heads to third base safely. Stolen base, E2, coming the way for Wilmington. As they try to get right back into this game after the Merahildo home run. So one ball, no strikes on Stroshine. Kevin at 252, one homer, 13 RBIs. Corners are in. Here's the 1-0. And he cannot hold up on the check swing. Slider got him down and away. One ball, one strike. Now, if you think it, well, that Hawk deal is crazy. The answer is, well, they pay handsomely for it. Here's the 1-1. Slider down and away. Kicks up some chalk in the lefty batter's box. Stroshine the righty has a two ball, one strike count. Infield starts to creep in now. Corners in, middle infield halfway. Runner at third, one down. Reno rocks and deals the 2-1. Stroshine takes upstairs. St. Joseph's University actually puts a student in the mascot suit and gives the kid, whoever it is, a full scholarship. Isn't that crazy? A kid, a free college tuition so he can keep his arms moving at sporting events. The 3-1 is lined and sent deep into center field. Palmer drifts back on it and makes the catch with his heels on the warning track. Vega tags and scores from third, and Stroshine delivers run number two. Sack fly to center field for Kevin Stroshine in the bottom of the second inning, and Wilmington cuts it to 3-2. So a home run for Marahildo. Vega walked, stole, moved over on the E2, and scores on the sack fly. Stroshine picks up his 14th RBI. And here's the righty shortstop, Jordy Barley. 3-2 ball game now, bottom two. Moreno deals righty to righty. And Barley swings to the first pitch and tags it down the left field line towards the corner. Cut off by Murphy. Barley looking for two, and he is there standing as the ball soars in towards third. Jordy Barley with another double in the series against Brooklyn. His seventh of the year. His batting average into that at bat at 193. But he yanked that pitch down the left field line for a two base hit. And he's the tying run, bottom two. Cyclones starting to get their bullpen up. Moreno, though, an out away from getting through the bottom of the second. And now he balks. So Barley goes to third base. Moreno was leaning in for the sign. And it looked like he was going to take his glove that was tucked against his armpit and ask Gattis to go over the signs again, roll the glove. But you can't do that. You have to step off. So it's a balk. First pitch to Baker. Darren takes the slider in for ball one. So that big JT Schwartz three-run home run in the first inning is now keeping Brooklyn afloat by just one run. Baker struck out his first time. Moreno's 1-0. Lefty takes way inside, shoots his arms up over his head. Two balls, no strikes. Cam Opp, the lefty, has started to warm up. Moreno about to deal his 40th pitch. Barley, the tying run is a dirt ball away. Here comes the 2-0. And the dirt, good backhand stop by Gattis for ball three.
All right, guys, up here. We're in the shade, babe.
So Baker's certainly looking for something good he can drive. Jose Sanchez and his 270 batting average on deck.
Excuse me, gentlemen. We're sitting back here. Thank you. All right, go.
Moreno set from the ear down to the chin. Here's the 3-0. And the breaking ball runs inside. Ball four. He walks Baker. So this inning has gone from bad to worse for Moreno. That home run really shook him up. And here comes A.J. Sager. So Gattis is out there with his hands on Moreno, patting him on the chest, patting him on the shoulder. The rest of the infield comes trotting in. Sager out there to talk to him. This is the nasty part of the lineup again. You have Sanchez, then Banks and Antuna. So far, six men have come to the plate, and it all began with that Omar Marahildo home run the other way. It looked like for a little while it kind of spooked Moreno. who has been a little timid with the strike zone since. Two walks, a double, a looking strikeout, and a sack fly. There are two outs in the inning, bottom two. A.J. Sager heads back to the third base dugout. And the batter, again, righty Jose Sanchez with the baby blue New Balance cleats on. Baby blue and white. Middle infield back. Schwartz holding the runner on at first. And Gattis with the first and third situation. Jumps out from his crouch. Steps in front of home plate. And gives the signals to his infield. Baker can run. We'll see if he draws a throw. Barley is also lightning fast at third. Moreno kick and the pitch. Caught on a miss. Blew it by him with a fastball at 94. Strike one on Sanchez. It's a pretty good read for Sanchez. Knowing he was going to get a fastball right after the mound visit. But he missed it. So nothing and one. Baker ready to move. Moreno high kick. There goes Baker. Pitch is caught on and fouled back. Now Moreno has a big high kick. He's not really used the slide step. And in a situation like this, where you know Baker's going to go, he is not even giving Gattis a chance, really, with a slide step. Slide step, you get to the plate faster. High kick, so much easier to take a stolen base. So the 0-2, slide step, slider, caught on and missed. Sanchez strikes out and the inning over. So Sanchez strikes out, but what an inning for Wilmington. They do score two on two hits.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
And leave two. We go to the third inning, Brooklyn 3, Wilmington 2. A couple of homers in this game. On this Father's Day Sunday, we're back after this from Delaware on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Top of the third inning, Brooklyn's lead now 3-2 as Wilmington scored two in the bottom of the second inning. Right-hander Seth Schumann has retired five in a row since giving up the three-run home run to J.T. Schwartz. And now works for the Brooklyn lineup 1-9, second time through. Tanner Murphy, Sherbin Newton, Rowdy Jordan batting. Murphy got plunked his first time up, came around to score on the homer. Murphy on in three straight games for Brooklyn. First pitch, righty to righty. He swings and fouls back the fastball. Strike one. Fourth year in the Met system for Murphy. Last year he was with both low A St. Lucie and here with high A Brooklyn. Drafted by the Mets in 2019. Next toss, a breaking ball, soared into deep right field. Strohschein chasing over towards foul ground, disappears from view, and does not make the catch. Hit off the sidewall, foul. So it's a long strike two on Tanner Murphy. Murphy picked up 18th round by the Mets at North Florida. He was a phenomenal player down there for the North Florida Ospreys. Won the Conference Scholar Athlete of the Year Award. And also the stolen base record in college. He's behind nothing in two, leading off top three. Schumann kicks and deals home. The fastball fouled back. So Schumann got hit in the mouth early trying to respond. He's thrown 40 pitches himself into the third. Five in a row retired. Here's another 0-2. And the slider down and away for ball one. Wind gusting across the field now. It does change. It's either in or across the field. And right now the American flag pointed towards the first base foul pole. 1-2. Breaking ball. Looped into right center field. Mendez over and Stroshein come together. Stroshein has the easier route, so he makes the catch. And then Murphy flies out. He is retired for the first time in a couple games. He had been on his first four in this series. So one down, top of the third inning. Brooklyn ahead 3-2. Bases empty, one out for the tall lefty Shervin Newton. Switch hitter batting left. Flew out to Antuna in left field his first time. Schumann kicks and uncorks his first and pops the glove on the outside corner. Change up there for strike one. Open stance for Newton. Waggles the bat. Here's the 0-1. Takes a little bit low. One ball, one strike. Vega, the catcher, sets up down and out. The 1-1 pitch heads that way. Newton swings through the fastball. Strike two. Schumann trying not to compound this problem. Early mistake to JT Schwartz. Four straight starts with a home run allowed. And has given up 8 runs against the Cyclones this week. Trying to find some green grass after a couple of clouds. Here comes the 1-2. And it's on the outside corner. Strike three called at the knees. And Newton takes third strikeout from from Seth Schumann. Two down now. 7 in a row retired. Brooklyn ahead by 1. Top 3. Base is empty for Rowdy Jordan, who singled to right his first time. Tucked it underneath Marahildo, who made a diving effort. Pitch. He swings and pops it straight up. Angles over to the third base side where Sanchez comes down and makes the catch. Seth Schumann getting into that left lane, putting it in on cruise control. 3-2 Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the third inning next from Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
It's a jam-packed June 24th at Maimonides Park. Join us for fireworks, FDNY night, and Mets tote bag giveaway. We honor New York's finest at the ballpark, and the first 2,000 fans in attendance receive a Mets tote bag as part of our amazing Friday night series. Plus, start your weekend with a bang thanks to Friday night fireworks with the Brooklyn Cyclones. That's a jam-packed June 24th. Grab your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Bottom of the third inning, 3-2 lead for the Brooklyn Cyclones. San Luis Moreno looking for a bounce-back inning. They have a pair of runs, bottom two. Faces the heart of the order, the tough guys yet again. They seem to be lurking around every corner. It's Nick Banks, Yasiel Antuna, and the guy that hit the home run against him, Omar Marahildo. Now, Banks got plunked his first time. It was a 1-2 pitch. Moreno looking for a heater up and in, trying to command the inside corner and hit him. So second plate appearance. First pitch misses arm side away. Banks takes ball one for the righty. Moreno taps the feet, high kick. He separates and fires. It just misses outside. Ball two. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Moreno. He has sat 93-94. Has struck out three, walked two, and hit a batter. The 2-0. Banks cuts through the high heat. Strike one. Banks looking to get back to Triple A Rochester. Played his collegiate ball at Texas A&M. 2-1. It's lined into the gap in right center field. Long run over for Swazi. He reaches out, dives. Did he catch it? He did. Joe Swazi with a diving catch in right center field. What a play. Swazi now pulls the glove off his left hand and shakes out his wrist. That is a tough play. You don't want to jam your hand into the ground. A lot of players do that. Swazi makes the grab. So Joe with another terrific play to take away what was at least one. Maybe a double. So he gets back over to his spot. Moreno gives him a moment to get there. And here's the switch hitting lefty, Yasiel Antuna. Antuna flew out to left, his first AB. Pitch. Missed high and away. Ball one. So Banks had just flew out. 27 years old, so certainly the oldest guy in the building. Drafted in the fourth round in 2016. A step away from the bigs. Here's the 1-0. Antuna takes a breaking ball strike to even the count. And these days with Washington, it's a pretty good chance to make the big leagues. They just don't have too many guys. They got rid of everybody last year. 1-1. Taken outside by Antuna on the breaking ball. 82-mile-an-hour spinner. That just missed. And it's two balls and a strike. Turn of the feet. Moreno rocks and lunges home. And misses high and away. Ball three. Gets the ball back. Shakes his head. You do not want to put somebody on in front of Marihildo. But you also don't want to groove in the meatball to Antuna. One out. Base is empty. The 3-1. Antuna reaches out. Lines one towards third. Peroza leaps. It's off his glove and trickles into left field. Base hit for Antuna the other way. Very close to being caught by Peroza. He went back on it like a safety in the secondary. Racing, reached up, hit off of his glove on a leap, and went into left. So here's Omar Marihildo, a man who needs no introduction. He homered to right his last time. Brooklyn leads Wilmington 3-2 in the home half of the third. Pitch to the righty. Marihildo drives it foul. Off into the right towards the concourse and over everything. Strike one. His 11th bomb back in the second and 39th RBI. Closest on the Cyclones, by the way, is JT Schwartz, who's driven in 25.
That's fine. I don't think they'll have to play in the first.
Runner goes. Pitch taken for a strike. Throw down to second base by Gattis. Hits the runner. Rolls away. And Antuna now breaks for third base. Newton tracks it down, throws to third, but the tag comes down late. Antuna steals second base, moves to third on an error. And so stolen base and an E2. Antuna steals his 17th bag. Now the tying run 90 feet away. The infield comes walking in. Moreno is ahead. No balls, two strikes on Marihildo. And time called. So it looks like Moreno did not come set fast enough. So it's ball one on Marihildo. One ball, two strikes. Runner at third, one out. The pitch. Breaking ball missed inside. Marihildo crossed the plate over to the lefty batter's box. I think he thought it was strike three again. It's 2-2 now. He did that the other day on Wednesday in the doubleheader. But the pitch was a little closer and would have ended the game. Here comes a 2-2. Big curveball. He backs out of the way. Ran up and in. 3-2. So 0-2 to 3-2. Vega on deck. Antuna 90 feet away from tying the game. Moreno sets, rocks and deals. The breaking ball caught on, pop foul towards the seats. First base side. A little bouncer onto the concourse. And a gentleman who's seated right behind that railing. There's a seat on the concrete slate of the concourse. Made the catch. Moreno back to work. 3-2. That's his sign and a target. 3-2 pitch. Caught on a miss. Slider in the dirt. Gattis picks the ball up. Throws down to first in time. So Merahildo, a strikeout victim. Moreno gets him back after the home run. He chased ball four. Now two outs. Runner at third. Brooklyn still up 3-2. And here's Onyx Vega. So the infield that was in now relaxes back. Vega walked and scored back in the second inning. Scored that second run. Moreno from the chin. High kick. Fires downhill. And the pitch chopped towards short. Newton waits on the slow chopper. Throws to first. Pulls Schwartz off the bag, but the tag is there to get Vega, who comes up hobbling and reaches for the back left leg. So Vega's out 6-3. No runs, one hit, one error, one left, and we'll see if Vega is going to stay in the game. Might have tweaked a hammy. So we go to the fourth. Brooklyn 3, Wilmington 2. Back after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
It's a jam-packed June 24th at Maimonides Park. Join us for fireworks, FDNY night, and Mets tote bag giveaway. We honor New York's finest at the ballpark, and the first 2,000 fans in attendance receive a Mets tote bag as part of our amazing Friday night series. Plus, start your weekend with a bang thanks to Friday night fireworks with the Brooklyn Cyclones. That's a jam-packed June 24th. Grab your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets. It's a jam-packed June 24th at Maimonides Park. Join us for fireworks, FDNY night, and Mets tote bag giveaway. We honor New York's finest at the ballpark, and the first 2,000 fans in attendance receive a Mets tote bag as part of our amazing Friday night series. Plus, start your weekend with a bang thanks to Friday night fireworks with the Brooklyn Cyclones. That's a jam-packed June 24th. Grab your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Top of the fourth inning, Brooklyn back to the plate, leading 3-2. We will not see Onyx Vega again. They make a change behind home plate as Israel Pineda gets called in from the bullpen. That's where he was catching the relievers. He'll come in to play the rest of this game. So Vega is out. He was trying to beat out that ground ball that he hit to Shervin Newton and reached back that back quad area, that hamstring area. And I don't want to speculate, but if it was me running and I grabbed for the back of my leg, that would be a hamstring too. So Pineda, top 30 prospect, is in there. Thought he had the day off, but he's called into duty. Cyclones up by one. JT Schwartz leads off. Seth Schumann under this Delaware Sunday sunshine has to wait. It looks like Jared Gonzalez, who's on the developmental list as a catcher. He's the third guy, if you will. He's not available, not active. But now he has to take the big red catcher's bag and trot out to the right field bullpen. So JT Schwartz up. Rocks put the shift on. First pitch. Lefty takes a front door slider in there for a strike. Shortstop Jordy Barley goes up the middle. Again, you have to keep two on the right, two on the left. You cannot cross over and put three on one side. The 0-1, Schumann misses off the plate. One ball, one strike. JT homered his first time. First home run since April 12th. And now two homers, 25 RBIs. 1-1. Fastball runs high and away. Two balls and a strike. Schwartz, Gattis, Maness. Cyclones looking to build on this lead that was once 3-0. 2-1. Swinging a pop foul out of play, third base side. It was a fastball down and in, and Schwartz poked it the other way. Two balls to two strikes. Take a look around the South Atlantic League scoreboard. Aberdeen, who no-hit Jersey Shore. Three-man no-hitter last night that started with five from Peter Van Loon. Jersey Shore is back today with a vengeance. They're up 5-4 in the top of the fourth. 2-2. Schwartz cuts and fouls back the slider to stay alive. Five runs, six hits today for Jersey Shore. Game is in, again, the top of the fourth. Elsewhere in the league, Hudson Valley wraps up its series at Greensboro. That game just starting, 2 o'clock game in North Carolina. Here comes Schumann's 2-2. And Schwartz hits a bounding grounder foul outside of first. Stays two balls and two strikes. South Division, Bowling Green leading that division today. About to set up a start against Winston-Salem at Bowling Green Ballpark in Kentucky. Here comes the 2-2 to JT. And the changeup pounded the other way, foul, angling towards the seats. Seven pitch at bat now for JT Schwartz. Leading off the top of the fourth, Brooklyn ahead by one. Greenville's at Hickory. That's a 3 o'clock start in North Carolina. Another big game to watch. 2-2. Schwartz goes the other way down the line. Falling fast, it is foul. 6 inches foul for Schwartz. Who gets the first, takes the turn, and comes all the way back to home plate. So, again, four games left before the end of the first half. We are watching that South Division, the standings, to see what's what. First half ends on Thursday. Bowling Green leads by a game and a half. They won yesterday. Hickory lost. Rome won to go to 3.5 back with 4 to play. So Rome has to win out, basically. Bowling Green and Hickory have to lose out. So kind of a two-dog race. Another 2-2, and Schwartz lines it the other way. It's a base hit against the shift. What a battle for Schwartz. He has two hits today. One, a very long home run to right field, and the other a line drive base hit where the shortstop would have been, but the Rocks had Barley playing up the middle. Don't they know that the spray chart says Schwartz can hit the ball everywhere? I guess not. So Gattis at the plate now. Brooklyn leading by one, top of the fourth. Nick flew out to left his first time. Schumann standing sideways, deals home, and the slider takes a turn outside, ball one. So Rome is at Asheville. That's the final score I have not given to you. Bottom four, losing 3-1. Gattis takes down and in. Right on the black, though. One ball, one strike. So Rome, 3.5 back. They are down 3-1 and cannot afford to lose, especially to Asheville, who has the worst record in the league and the worst run differential. Runner goes, 1-1 pitch, caught on, popped up to the right side. Schwartz has to track it and go back to first. Maryhildo now in foul territory, and the ball drops. Foul for strike two. So the wind, which was blowing in from center, now blowing across the field. So it takes that short pop up in the Bermuda Triangle area, that little patch of grass behind first. Long run from Maryhildo. A very long run for the second baseman, Baker, who's playing up the middle. And it ended up falling foul down the first baseline. So Gattis hanging in there, 1-2. Nobody out, top four. Schwartz off first. Here's the pitch. Gattis takes downstairs. Schumann set, but as he comes set, Gattis calls for time. Sticks his left hand up near his eyes, clean out his eyes a little bit from some dust. Slowly gets back in. Gets back in with 10 on the shot clock, if you will. Pitch clock, which is out to the right of the batter's eye, above the double high wall. Schumann ready. Gattis ready. The 2-2 is rolled over foul outside of third. And Luis Rivera makes a little kick save. And floats it into his third base dugout. Talked to Luis Rivera on the manager's show every Sunday. Spoke to him this morning on Father's Day. Said he's extremely proud to be a dad, one of the best things a man can do. And B, two small kids back home in Florida. 2-2, Gattis swings, it's a high fly, deep to left. Antuna back on it, towards the track, backpedaling, and makes the grab. Right along the warning track and the grass edge. So Gattis hit the ball hard yet again, trying to get it up, trying to get it out. It flies out for the second time. Brooklyn 3, Wilmington 2. Top of the fourth, one on, one out. For Jose Mena, who is one of the three Schumann strikeout victims. Schwartz goes, first pitch taken down and away. Pineda sort of second base, not in time. JT Schwartz with a rare steal, his third. He takes it against Schumann and moves into scoring position. So Mena now with a good spot. Last time he was up, batted with the bases empty. Made the last out of the first inning. So a chance to drive in a run. Here comes the 1-0. Mena takes right down the chute. And gives a look away quickly off to the third base side. He might have missed an opportunity there. Took a slider at 83 across the middle of the plate. Big gaping hole between Mariholdo at first and Baker at second. Schwartz a small lead. Schumann's 1-1. Swinging a pop foul out of play to the right. Mena drives it to the other side. 1-2. Bustling Blue Rocks crowd on this Sunday, Father's Day. Had some good crowds this week. Big one on Friday ahead of the fireworks show. Schumann kicks and deals the 1-2, and Mena swings, hits a ground ball to short. Barley gets in front of it, fields and throws a laser beam across the diamond for the 6-3 putout. So Mena 0-2. Cyclones up by a run, 3-2, top of the fourth. And JT Schwartz at second, Joe Swazi at the plate to try to push the lead even further. Brooklyn took that early 3-0 lead on Schwartz's home run, and Wilmington crossed two in the bottom of the third. So a lot of time left. Cyclones at stake today. A chance to win this series. 5 out of 8. They have so far won 4 of the 7. Joe in 0-1. Right-handed swinger. Schumann kicks and comes home. And the slider connects at the top of the zone. 0-1. Swazi bounced out to Barley at short. That was to lead off the second inning. Here's the 0-1. Swazi drives it foul into the net above the Wilmington dugout. 0-2. So that parade of base runners in the first inning that led to the 3-run home run. Schumann, though, since then has retired 10 of the next 11. Schwartz just too tough against him in the fourth to lead off the inning. He singles, stole second, and now gets in scoring position. Swazi, by the way, no balls, two strikes, so he calls for time. Triple tap of the plate, and a look out to Schumann. Swivels closed. comes to a stop with those white Nike cleats. Lifts the leg, lunges home, and the 0-2 caught on a miss. Blew it by Swazi with the fastball at 91, and Schumann has another scoreless inning. He's had to battle today and has kept his team in it. And the Cyclones take their 3-2 lead into the bottom of the fourth. Back after this on Getaway Day in Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Sunday, June 26th is Peppa Pig Night. Everyone's favorite pig will pose for photos with kids, roam around the concourse, and dive into some muddy puddles on Coney Island. We'll have pig-related fun and games throughout the night to celebrate the cheeky little pig. Get your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Sunny Sunday in Wilmington. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Luis Moreno and the Cyclones trying to keep the 3-2 lead. Rocks two unanswered runs in the bottom of the second. Moreno came back with a scoreless bottom three. And he's out there, pitch count kind of getting up on him. He's thrown 60 pitches through three innings. So the 23-year-old out of San Cristobal, facing Ricardo Mendez, Kevin Strohschein, Jordy Barley, 7-8-9. First pitch to the lefty. Mendez takes high and away. Moreno missed badly. One ball, no strikes. Last time through this portion of the order, struck out Mendez. Strohschein with a sack fly, and Barley doubled. Kicking the 1-0. Front door slider missed. Ball two. Check in on the Mets and the Mets minor league organization. Bottom four. Everybody playing today. 2-0, clubbed high in the sky to shallow right. Swazi around and over, reaches up and makes the catch, crossing into foul ground. So Mendez flies out. Moreno's got him twice now. Mets taking on Miami. They play game three of that four-game series tomorrow. They play at 1:10 and then fly to Houston and play Tuesday night. Right now, scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Chris Bassett against Sandy Alcantara. It's Kevin Strohschein with one out. Base is empty. First pitch to the righty. The slider swizzles in there for strike one. Triple-A Syracuse. Thomas Sapucki on the mound. After four, it's 6-4 Syracuse. Next pitch stared at for ball one. That was 80. One ball, one strike. Yesterday, Nick Meyer for Syracuse drove in five. Career day for the former Cyclone. 1-1, nasty slider. Swung on and missed by Strohschein. One ball, two strikes. Today, home run from Travis Blankenhorn, a three-run homer, and a two-run shot from Janeshwi Fargas. The 1-2, popped up, foul territory. First base side, Schwartz over, runs out of room. The wind takes us into the crowd. Well, it was supposed to be Thomas Sapucki making the start, but instead Alec Kissena makes his AAA debut. Kissena was a Cyclone in 2019 and last year. Gave up four runs, or has since given up four runs in four innings. Has struck out four. This team up 6-4, trying to compete. Moreno lifts the glove over his face. The 1-2. Strohschein lines one to the left. Murphy over and in on the run. Tanner dives and makes the catch, falling forward towards the infield. Second diving catch for a Brooklyn outfielder today. One from Swaz, one from Murph. He's had a great last 2 days. He He came tumbling forward, slamming his chest down into the grass. He lost the hat, lost the sunglasses. A bit of a yard sale, but he'll take it. Murphy's really played a dynamite left field this year. He had that amazing diving catch a couple weeks ago in the Jersey Shore series. That was at home in Coney Island. Makes another great play. Here's Jordy Barley with two outs. Takes a big breaking ball strike that heads to the far side of the plate. Nothing in one. It's a 3-2 Brooklyn lead in Wilmington. Bottom of the fourth. Quick pitch. Moreno misses outside with the heat. One ball, one strike. Double A Binghamton taking on Bowie today. Final game of that series. Bottom of the fifth inning. Bowie leads 1-0. David Griffin pitching. Moreno fires away and connects on the outside corner. Barley didn't love it. Two balls and a strike. Griffin three scoreless. The baton pass to Justin Lasko on in relief. Lasko's not really had a great year. The 2-1. Barley with a weak count. Oh, excuse me. The 1-2. Barley swings and misses. And he gets fooled by Moreno for strike three. So Moreno has what he needs there, which is a quick inning. He gets a 1-2-3 and a lot of help from his defense. We're done with four. Brooklyn 3, Wilmington 2. We're off to the fifth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Top of the fifth inning on this Father's Day Sunday in Wilmington. Cyclones, the Mets affiliate, have a 3-2 lead against Tess Schumann and the Nationals affiliate. Cyclones in the frame. They need to try to respond against Schumann, who's really pinned them down these past three innings. It's Peroza, Palmer, and then Murphy at the top of the lineup. One swing as the Cyclones up 3-2. It's a JT Schwartz three-run home run. But since then, Schumann has been phenomenal. One over the minimum since the end of the first. Pitch to Jose Peroza, the righty. Missed up and in with a changeup for ball one. Next time the Cyclones see Wilmington will be at the end of the year in August. The 1-0 hits the outside corner. Peroza didn't think so. He turns towards his dugout. Raises the eyebrows. Woof. Takes a ball and a strike. Schumann taps the feet, kicks the leg, and deals way inside, and it hit him. Got him on the elbow. So Schumann gets hit. It's the second Cyclone to be hit today. Murphy got plunked. Now Peroza gets hit, and he's put on for free. We've had three hit batters today, two on the Cyclone side, one on the Wilmington side. Banks got hit earlier. So Brooklyn trying to bring Peroza in, leading 3-2 in the top of the fifth. Here's Jalen Palmer, who struck out his first time. JP working on a nice on-base streak. Been on a 9 straight pitch. Takes outside, one ball, no strikes. So we're moving through June. Cyclones home next week against Jersey Shore, Tuesday through Sunday, and then at Hudson Valley, crossing into July, and then the 4th of July against Aberdeen at home. Here's the 1-0. Palmer on a check swing, takes a strike at the knees to even the count. So we won't see Wilmington until August 9th through the 14th, and then they come to us at the end of August into September. Final home series is against the Blue Rocks. 1-1. Palmer swings, taps a slider foul behind home plate. There are still a couple opponents that Brooklyn will face this year that we have never seen before. Greensboro comes to Coney Island at the midpoint of July, right before that four-day league-wide break. That's actually the perfect timing of the big league all-star break. We will see Greensboro and then Winston-Salem twice. 1-2 coming. It's pounded in the dirt, gets past Pineda to the back wall, and there goes Perosa for a free 90 feet to second base. A wild one. Puts Perosa in scoring position. Greensboro is the affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Last year they went all the way to the championship series and lost to Bowling Green. And then Winston-Salem, they're with the Chicago White Sox. And now that the Cyclones are in high A, for the first time ever, we play two new teams, two new franchises. 2-2. And Jalen takes down and in. Boy, that was really, really close. Schumann probably wondering where that missed. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Brooklyn by one in the fifth. Long hold, now the payoff. Palmer goes after it, fouls it back. Everybody's head behind home plate, cocks up to the sky, and watches it soar behind home plate towards the suites. Schumann about to uncork his 79th pitch. Somebody out there doing some resistance band work in the Wilmington bullpen. Getting ready to throw behind him. Payoff pitch is up and in, and it hit Palmer's knob of the bat and redirects back towards the screen. So it is a foul ball. That was 90 up and in. Rosa with a walking leadoff second. Kept close by Baker. Payoff pitch. Palmer chases down and away. Chase ball four. And he strikes out for the second time. As he walks back to the dugout, slamming his fist against his side. Strikes out for the second AB. Back to the top of the order for Tanner Murphy. Has been on one out of two tries. Perosa, who got plunked, is at second. Murphy was plunked his first time. Schumann fires and dots the inside corner with a fastball at 90 miles an hour. Strike one. Schumann always gives Wilmington at least five. Five or six. He really is a chiseled pitcher. The 0-1 missed inside. One ball, one strike. Just kind of knows what he's doing out there. Got hit in the first inning of this game and has lasted now into the fifth. He got hit on Tuesday and he lasted into the fifth in that game, keeping his team in it. At a Georgia Southern University. The 1-1. Murphy, weak swing, fouls it back. Strike two. And Schumann has a little bit of college football time, played with Georgia Southern just a little bit as a quarterback. Kind of interesting that he was throwing to Brandon McElwain on Tuesday, who BMAC now up with Binghamton, was a quarterback himself at South Carolina and Cal. Here's a 1-2, and Murphy hits it the other way sharply. Base hit past Marihildo's dive into right field. Perosa around third gets the stop sign, and good thing he did, because Strohschein threw a bullet to home plate. So Murphy singles. He stays red hot. And Perosa is at third. Cyclones have him at the corners with one out. Wilmington's bullpen is very taxed right now. So even if they felt like, hey, we need to bring somebody in, Schumann still might be more effective. 3-2 Cyclones looking for more. Top of the fifth. Runners at the corners, one out for Shervin. Newton 0 for 2 today. Switch hitter batting left. Pitch. Fastball strike, top of the zone on the outside edge. 91 miles an hour. So Schumann battling. Double play is still in order as Murphy leads off first. We'll see if he breaks to draw a throw. Small lead for him. 0-1. Newton swings. It's a ground ball to short. Barley charges. Underhand flips to Baker at second. Baker to first. Double play. Exactly what Schumann needed, he gets. And Wilmington keeps it a one-run game. No runs, one hit. And one left. We're done with half the ball game. Brooklyn 3, Wilmington 2. Bottom of the fifth is next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Where there's baseball,
one pitch away
from baseball history, and there's drama.
He has thrown a no-hitter.
Where there's baseball,
near the wall,
there's action.
And he made a phenomenal catch.
And where there's baseball,
let's go live inside the park.
There's MLB Tonight. On MLB Network. Where there's baseball, all the time.
Unbelievable!
We've seen it time and time again.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Cyclones up 3-2 against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Trying to wrap up the series. Take 5 out of 8. It's very long, epic 8-game set. Wilmington looking to salvage a split by winning today, but they are down 1. Luis Moreno, 72 pitches into the fifth. He faces the top of the order, Darren Baker, Jose Sanchez, and Nick Banks. So Baker stands in, he's reached on a walk and on a strike 3 wild pitch. And the first pitch to him hits the inside corner, strike 1 at 92 miles an hour. Moreno a little clunky in that second inning, but had a 1-2-3 fourth and one over the minimum in the third. The 0-1 missed low and in, 1-1. Mentioned some nice footwear today for these Blue Rocks. Working on that baby blue. Delaware's all blue. It just feels blue down here in a good way. A 1-1. Breaking ball looped into left field. It drops past Newton. He fields and throws to first, but nowhere near in time. Baker's on with an infield bloop hit. So Darren today wearing baby blue cleats. Wilmington Blue Rocks put it on their Instagram feed today. And a picture of the birthday boy, Rocky. Rocky Bullwinkle blowing out smoke through his nostrils on the left cleat. And Blue Rocks, written in black, on the right cleat. Pretty, pretty for Darren Baker, who leads off first at the tying run. Initial toss to Jose Sanchez, the two-man. He fouls it away to the right side. Strike 1. Moreno on the mound. The Cyclones bullpen is staying fresh. They are throwing a football out in left field. So nobody quite warming up yet. Pitch number 77. Baker bluffs. The pitch is slammed the other way. Base hit into right field. Baker gets to second. The ball scooped up by Swazi. He wheels it in towards third. Baker stays at second. So back-to-back singles against Moreno. And here comes Wilmington in the fifth. So Baker was almost going to move on that play. And if he did on the true hit and run, he'd be set up at third base right now. But the Cyclones catch a little bit of a break. They got some work to do, though. Nobody out, bottom of the fifth. Here's Nick Banks with first and second. Pitch. Banks takes a big 12-6 curveball outside, ball one. Cam Opp starts to warm up again. Second time we've seen Opp get loose in left field. Banks awaits. Here's the 1-0. That pitch ripped towards the right side. Base hit past Jordan into right field. Baker gets to third. Stops there as Swazi fires in. Bases are juiced on three straight hits. And one thing I noticed after that hit by Sanchez is that Rowdy Jordan is reaching to his back right. I should say reaching for his low back right side and kind of stretching it out. He looks a little tight, and that ball was to his right, and he did not make that big of an effort to try to go get it, almost as if he is in some pain. So bases loaded for Yasiel Antuna. Pitch to Moreno. Her ball, strike one. This is as big an inning as it can get for the Rocks. They have them loaded with nobody out, down by one. Antuna, the switch hitter, batting left, is a single in two trips. Here comes the 0-1. This one is ripped and looped into shallow right. Swazi lines it up, makes the catch. Baker tags. Here comes the throw from Swazi. It's late. Baker slides in to tie the game. The runners move up 90 feet, but we're squared up at three in the bottom of the fifth on a sack fly from Yasiel Antuna. And the Cyclones may be talking about a potential appeal at third to see if Baker left early. So Antuna, so far, credited with a sack fly to right. And we'll see if Moreno wants to appeal. We'll see if he does. Perros is right there by the bag. Marihildo announced. And maybe Moreno won't do it. So Sanchez at third, Banks at second. And now Moreno does. Appeal throws over to third base. And the umpire at home says safe. So Baker left on time. So we're tied at three. But Wilmington looking for, obviously, a lot more. Second and third, one out. Marihildo a home run today and a strikeout. First pitch. Slider tapped weakly up the first baseline. Foul. Picked up by Gaddis in the grass. So Opp seems like he's ready to go. The next batter's a righty. That's Pineda. And then a lefty. Infield comes in. Tie game. The 0-1. Fastball just missed high and outside. One ball, one strike. 83 pitches now for Moreno. 49 for strikes. Rocks three runs, six hits. Three hits in the inning. Kick in the 1-1. Tap foul down third. So Moreno jumps ahead 1-2. He struck out Marihildo on a slider in the dirt on a 3-2 pitch that should have been ball four. But Moreno wanted the chase and got the chase. Marihildo does have a 30% strikeout rate. Trying to get him here without putting the bat on the ball. The 1-2. Slider, check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Marihildo strikes out swinging. Slider down and away. Got him again. And Moreno looks over to the dugout. Gives the thumbs up. He wants to stay in. He collects the second out. The infield can relax back to normal depth. And here's Israel Pineda, who is in for Onyx Vega. Vega came out after kind of reaching for the back hamstring in the third inning, trying to beat out a ground ball. Sanchez to go ahead, run at third. Banks at second. Pitch. Loops into the far side of the plate. Pineda takes strike one. Now Pineda, a 229 hitter. Two homers, 23 ribbies, and a 271 on-base percentage. Michaels the bat back and forth. The 0-1 caught on a miss. Pulled off on a slider that hit the outside corner. And Moreno has strike two. Six strikeouts for Luis. He's given up the tying run in the inning. But he's hit his Cyclones high. Looking for one more punch out. Pitch. Breaking ball ripped into left field. That's a big base hit. Sanchez scores. Banks gets waved around. Here's a throw from Murphy. It's not in time. Pineda at second base. It's a two-run single to left field. Wilmington in front, 5-3. Big inning for the Blue Rocks. They tied it up in the bottom of the fifth here, and they have added two more. So Sanchez and Banks came around. Murphy with a valiant throw, but not enough. And Luis Rivera comes out to get Marino. Now he played with fire. Bases loaded, nobody out. And the Rocks have scored three times. Cam Ott coming in from left field. We'll see a pitching change. Back after this in the bottom of the fifth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Cyclones came into the inning with a 3-2 lead, and Wilmington, still batting in the bottom of the fifth, has taken a 5-3 advantage. Cam Opp comes in. It's a Baikal Auto Mall call to the bullpen for Brooklyn. Luis Moreno exits with Pineda at second base and two outs. Cam Opp deals to Ricardo Mendez and misses way up and in at 87 miles an hour. Fastball missed. It's 1-0. And he began with singles from Baker, Sanchez, and Banks. Then a sac fly to tie the game by Antuna. Marihildo struck out. And a two-out, two-run single by Pineda to make it 5-3. Next toss to Mendez, down and away. Gatta slides to his left, scoops it up. Two balls, no strikes. Mendez today, a strikeout and a flyout. Cam Opp trying to get a fellow lefty. Pineda leads off second. Here comes the 2-0. Up and in, not even close. Ball three. Mendez, the top 30 prospect for the Nationals. Number 25 on the list. Kicking the 3-0. Missed inside. Four-pitch walk for Cam Opp against his first batter. So can't get the lefty-lefty matchup his way. Cam Opp pitching for the ninth time since the call-up from extended spring in late April. 16% strikeout rate, 11% walk rate. Giving up runs his past two outings, including the doubleheader on Wednesday. Pitch to Stroshein. Down and in. Nice chest down by Gattis. The ball one. Opp tagged with the loss on Wednesday in game two. Gave up three runs in an inning. Struck out one, walked one. He's given up runs in three of his past five in relief. 1-0. Stroshine takes a strike on the inside corner. First one from Opp. Camp trying to keep it 5-3 Wilmington. Cyclones have a good chunk of time left. Four innings to play with, chasing at least two. The 1-1. Stroshine, it's a high pop into shallow left center field. Murphy on the run. The wind taking this one for a ride. Newton makes the catch. Crossing into right field. He went out from short, into left, then into center, and then into right. Unbelievable. Nice catch. But a nice inning for Wilmington. They send eight men to the plate, score three runs on four hits, and leave another one stranded. We're off to our trivia inning in the sixth. It's 5-2 Wilmington against Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday, June 26th is Peppa Pig Night. Everyone's favorite pig will pose for photos with kids, roam around the concourse, and dive into some muddy puddles on Coney Island. We'll have pig-related fun and games throughout the night to celebrate the cheeky little pig. Get your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Lucas Knowles comes on in relief for Wilmington. Top of the sixth. Brooklyn now down 5-3. Keith Rad with you on this Father's Day Sunday, a little shy of 3 o'clock on getaway day. This is game 8 of 8, and you can rest assured that these Cyclones are ready to take the day off tomorrow. I mean, the same can be said for Wilmington. It's been a long series. Played two doubleheaders this week. Rowdy Jordan leads off. First pitch to the switch hitter batting right. Rowdy swings and fouls it. Third base side, strike one. Jordan, Schwartz, Gattis, 3, 4, and 5. And Rowdy, who's been dealing with a little bit of a low back issue, not feeling great right now. He calls for time. Slowly gets back in there. A single and two trips. Knowles in there after Schumann threw his five innings. I'll give you his line next. The 0-1. Rowdy takes up. One ball, one strike, and once again puts his hand on his left hip. It is plainly obvious that Jordan is not feeling his best. He's too tough to come out unless something really, really hurts. The 1-1. Swinging a chopper behind home plate. 1-2. So Schumann goes 5. Gives up 3 runs on 4 hits. All the runs were earned. 5 strikeouts, didn't walk anybody. And what does he do? He gives his team a chance to win the game, and now he gets a chance to pick up a pitcher win. The 1-2 from Knowles. Foul to the plate. Jordan just got a piece of it, reaching out and across the plate. And now here comes Luis Rivera down to talk to Rowdy, because Rowdy is not feeling good. And Luis can tell. I mean, he knows that Rowdy's not giving him the best chance to win. He's not feeling good, trying to tough it out. Here comes Joe Perillo, the athletic training assistant. And Rowdy heads over to the third base dugout. So Rivera pulls out his lineup card. Might grab Warren Saunders here or Justin Guerrera. See who they pluck from the dugout. I could tell that back in the top of the bottom of the fifth. Jordan was feeling for his back. It was a ground ball to the right side. I should say a line drive to the right side, and he did not make a a lunging or a diving effort towards it. Just turned his shoulders towards it. That was a little strange. It looks like Justin Guerrera is emerging from the dugout. So it is Guerrera. He'll come in the three spot in the lineup. He'll also come in a 1-2 count. So Justin Guerrera will bat. One ball, two strikes. Not an easy time to get out there at all. Rowdy had actually seen about four pitches. So Knowles twists and turns the 1-2, and Guerrera rips a sharp shot to the shortstop, Barley. Sliding stop to his feet, throws him out. Jordy Barley, terrific with the glove, makes a big-time play in the top of the sixth. So it is Father's Day, and your Coney Combos trivia question will swirl around the topic of dads. So my question to you is, which big league team in 2019 debuted three sons of former big leaguers, including two Hall of Fame dads? Pitch to JT Schwartz in there for strike one. So if you think you know the answer, use the hashtag ConeyCombos on Twitter. If you get it right, we'll give you a shout out, bottom six. Here's the 0-1. Schwartz rips through and misses. One ball, one strike. Excuse me, no balls, two strikes. Two hits today for JT, a home run and a single. But the Cyclones up 3-0. But since then, five unanswered runs for the Rocks. One out, base is empty. Knowles spins the next. Misses outside, ball one. So one more time for the question. Which team in 2019 debuted three sons of former big leaguers, including two Hall of Fame dads? 1-2. Schwartz chases a slider in the dirt. Pineda, the catcher, picks it up, steps in front of home, snaps it down for the strikeout and 2-3 put out. And Knowles so far, I would say two up and two down, but really it's three up and three down and two down. As he faced Rowdy Jordan and Justin Guerrera and then Schwartz. So here's Nick Gattis, broken down two. Two outs, top of the sixth. Knowles faces Nick Gattis. Pitch. Fastball missed outside. 1-0. That was 90 miles an hour from the 24-year-old out of Bremerton, Washington. Former Nationals draft pick in 19 out of Central Arizona Junior College. The 1-0 at the knees. Gattis takes for a strike. Two flyouts today for Gattis. Both to left field. He homered there last night. The 1-1. Taken up and away with the heat. Two balls and a strike. Knowles coming in relief of Seth Schumann, looking for a shutdown inning. Two-one. Gattis pounds it to the second baseman, caught in the air by Darren Baker. Nick gave it a good rip the other way, but Baker was right there, positioned perfectly to pick it out of the sky. So we go to the bottom of the sixth. Wilmington keeps the lead 5-3. Back after this for the answer to your trivia question next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's two for five tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Justin Guerrero comes in and plays second base for Rowdy Jordan, who left the game mid at bat. Like he had tweaked his back a little bit, low back, kept feeling forward after every swing. So he came out on a 1-2 pitch. Guerrero came and actually cracked the first pitch he saw right at the shortstop. Jordy Barley fielded on one hop and threw him out. Barley will actually lead off the bottom of the sixth. He and the Blue Rocks have a 5-3 lead in the home half of the sixth. They have been fighting from behind. Brooklyn set the tone early with a 3-run first inning. JT Schwartz, 3-run blast. And as we meander into the bottom of the sixth, we'll give you the answer to our Coney Combos trivia question. First pitch bunted right back towards the mound. Opp fields and spins and throws to first. So Cam Opp fielding his position nicely. Barley trying to spook everybody. Is thrown out on one pitch. So the answer to your Coney Combos trivia question. Well, first, the question one more time. Which big league team in 2019 debuted three sons of former big leaguers, including two Hall of Famers? And the answer is the Toronto Blue Jays. Pitch to Darren Baker. He takes outside from the lefty. One ball, no strikes. Bo Bichette, son of Dante. Kevin Biggio, son of Craig Biggio. And Vladdy Jr., the son of Vladdy Sr., the 1-0. Baker takes outside, ball two. Of course, Vlad Guerrero Jr. is just at the peak of the sport. Has surfaced as the best of the three, but the best of a lot more than just the three. 2-0 pitch is hit on the ground to second base. First ground ball for Guerrero. He fields easily by his cap and zings it over to first. Two quick outs for Cam Opp in the infield, bottom six. So some pretty interesting little Father's Day trivia out there, especially in baseball. Talk about some of the great famous tandems and families in the sport. Here's Jose Sanchez. First pitch from Opp, hits the knees on the far side of the plate. Strike one. Bobby and Barry Bonds combined to hit better than 1,000 home runs together. The Griffies became the first father and son duo to play in the bigs at the same time. Next toss to Sanchez, runs in. One ball, one strike. And then some of those quirky baseball stats, like who's hit the most home runs on Father's Day in baseball history? 1-1. Sanchez takes outside, ball two. And the answer of that one is Joe DiMaggio. Joe did it one better than Stan Musial. He hit 12, Stan hit 11. Sanchez's single is last time up. The 2-1. Missed inside, ball three. The current active leader, because I just love baseball stats, weird ones. This is not as peculiar as, oh, what's his batting average in May when the wind is blowing in and the moon is at this, you know, waxing gibbous. But who's the active leader of Father's Day home runs? That is Albert Pujols, who has hit 7 on Daddy Day. 3 balls and a strike on Jose Sanchez. Cam Opp deals and misses outside. It's a 2-out walk. Sanchez reaches now for the second time in 4 trips. Wilmington leads 5-3. Bottom of the 6th inning. Nick Banks strolls up to the lefty batter's box. Barley bunted out. Baker grounded out. Sanchez on. Here's Banks, who's been on 2 out of 3 times. Lefty against lefty. Opp deals. First pitch, caught on a miss. Strike one. That was the 81-mile-an-hour lefty-lefty changeup. Pop in for Moreno, by the way, who strikes out 6 4 2/3, but coughs up the lead. Gives up 5 runs, all earned on 7 hits and 2 walks. 0-1. Banks swings through the heat, strike 2. Upset, belt high, runner at first, 2 down. The 0-2, swing and a miss, and Banks put away on 3 pitches and slams his bat into the dirt, unhappy with his performance and that plate appearance. It's a scoreless 6 for Cam Opp. We dance into the 7th on this Father's Day. Wilmington 5, Brooklyn 3, the Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering 2 drinks on the house. Head to brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first 2 drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first 2 drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get 2 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us.
Cyclones have 9 outs to work with, trailing Wilmington by 2. It's a 5-3 advantage for the Washington Nationals affiliate. And at Frawley Stadium, one of the dads that are here in between innings was pied in the face, a little whipped cream. They did a what's in the box, and it was a piece of pie, and they slammed it right in his face. So I guess he has to go wash off now. Jose Mena, Joe Suozzi, Jose Peroza batting against the lefty Lucas Knowles. First pitch to Mena. The righty swings. It's a high fly into deep left field. Antuna chasing back, shy of the track, and starts to backpedal and makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Lucas Knowles, who's trying to bridge the gap. I don't know if he'll take it all the way. He is the type of guy that could do that. I'm sure Wilmington won't mind. It has been a long series for everybody. Try to harness and save, stockpile some of these arms for next week. Joe Suozzi digs in. Suozzi with a ground out and a strikeout. First at bat of the game against Knowles, who's retired 4 in a row. Lucas, the lefty, bends one over the far side of the plate. Strike 1. Knowles at a Central Arizona Junior College. 0-1 pitch, cut on and tip to the plate. Strike 2. One of those JUCO schools that has turned out a player or two that you've probably heard of. If it's not Scott Hairston or Dan Wheeler, probably have heard of Ian Kinsler. Kinsler, former draft pick of the D-backs back in 2001, was a 22nd round pick. It's kind of a nice sigh of relief feeling for, I'm sure, a lot of the guys that were picked 20s and beyond. 0-2. Suozzi tracks it and takes it low. 1-2. So Kinsler directly drafted from there. The Mets have only gone there a couple times. I've never really drafted anybody that has kind of panned out. 1-2. Suárez cuts and misses. Tied up with a high heat. And Knowles gets him in with 90. Knowles, a 16th round pick, signed for $136,000 back in 2019. One of 5 guys drafted that year from that school. Here's Peroza, who got plunked the last time up. Brooklyn down 2 in the 7th. Knowles deals with the bases empty. Fires inside, ball one. Twist in the 1-0. Peroza swings and fouls back the fastball. One ball, one strike. Up next with the Blue Rocks, they'll split a series home and home with Aberdeen. Something that they have done this year. Here's the 1-1. Cut and a miss. Strike two. It is not a very far trip down 95 to get to Aberdeen. So they play three here and three there. And then next time around they switch. We'll take the weekend, you take the weekday games. 1-2 to Peroza. He swings and misses, and Knowles has the 1-2-3 seventh inning. Six up and six down in relief behind Schumann. And he's doing his darndest to try to salvage this series split. Middle of seven, get up and stretch. It's 5-3 Nationals affiliate on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Friday. Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get 2 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Cyclones down 5-3. A real good start to this game for Brooklyn. Three runs, three-run home run from JT Schwartz in the first, but it's been five unanswered for the Blue Rocks, and they come to the plate in the bottom of the seventh inning. Cyclones have won four of the seven. And in this season series, head-to-head, it's really been all Wilmington whenever we get a chance to play, and we certainly got a chance to do that this week. They have won eight of the 14 games. First pitch to Yasiel Antuna, the switch hitter batting right, takes a strike from Cam Opp, who so far so good in relief, just two walks and two base runners, but no runs. Antuna is single and a sack fly today. The 0-1. He reaches out and lifts it into shallow left. Murphy comes trotting down and makes the catch on a jog into the infield. So around the league today, Bowling Green, we talk about them leading the South Division. They're up 3-1 on Winston-Salem. Top of the fifth inning of that game. Greenville and Hickory are about to get started. They're a 3 o'clock start in Hickory, so top of the first. Rome is up now on Asheville, 10-4, top of the seventh. Pitch to Marahildo is cut on and missed for strike one. Back in the North Division, Aberdeen up 7-5 on Jersey Shore, bottom of the eighth. Kick in the 0-1. Marahildo chases the change down low, strike two. Hudson Valley and Greensboro tied at four. Bottom of the fourth inning. That is a long trip back for Hudson Valley. But they actually go to Winston-Salem, Lucky Ducks. So they stay down there, Carolinas. The 0-2 rolled over foul outside of third. Marahildo, who has a homer and two strikeouts today, is behind nothing in two but battling. Wilmington 5, Brooklyn 3, bottom of the 7th. Base is empty, one out. Cam Opp fires home. Missed outside. So I guess Mariano, the last piece of his puzzle. So he certainly hits the ball hard enough. Sometimes the numbers, batting average, on base, they matter, but they're not the metrics that matter. Maybe cut down on the strikeouts. 1-2, that soars down and away, and he spits on that. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Strikeout rate is at 30%, which is really high. You can keep your strikeout rate under 20 in this day and age. You'd be in good shape. The 2-2, Arjuna pops it foul and out of play. Mop standing sideways on the bump. Raises the leg, deals a 2-2. Kicks up dirt, misses low, ball three. So it's tough to get all three by Mariano. Moreno found out that the hard way. Mariano hit an opposite field home run to kick off the beginning of a 2-run bottom of the second. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased down and away. And Op got him. Finally. For strike three. So a homer and 3 strikeouts for Mariano. Op is fanned a pair. He has struck out 2 of the 8 men he's faced. And here's Israel Pineda, the last guy that he's yet to see. Rounds out his trip through the lineup. Pineda, first at bat coming in for the injured Onyx Vega, ripped a 2-run single into left field. Op deals to the righty. And just missed outside for ball one. 88-mile-an-hour fastball. That's what Op comes in at. 1 ball, no strikes. Windy day in Wilmington. Wind blowing the hair. Some of these fans sitting in front of me between the press box and home plate. 1-0 pitch. Chopped on the ground is short. Newton charges. Reaches out to his left. Fields and fires on the run in time to retire Pineda. And Op has an easy breezy and beautiful 1-2-3. We are off to the 8th. Cyclones chasing 2 in Wilmington on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Sunday, June 26th is Peppa Pig Night. Everyone's favorite pig will pose for photos with kids, roam around the concourse, and dive into some muddy puddles on Coney Island. We'll have pig-related fun and games throughout the night to celebrate the cheeky little pig. Get your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
from Frawley Stadium. Brooklyn down two. It's 5-3 Rocks. Final game of this 8-game, 6-day series. And Brooklyn faces a new arm. It'll be right-hander, the big guy from the Dominican, Malvin Pena. Pena coming in after two scoreless from Lucas Knowles. It was phenomenal. First pitch to Jalen Palmer. Breaking ball, strike from Pena, nothing and one. Three strikeouts, no walks, no hits, no nothing. Six up and six down. 50% strikeout rate outing for Knowles. Pena spins the next. And Palmer hits a tapper on the ground to third, right at Sanchez. He collects, cocks the arm back, and wings it across in time for the 5-3 putout. One down in the eighth. Cyclones scored three in the first against Seth Schumann, who settled in beautifully. Came back with four scoreless. And just buying some time. Wilmington helped him out. Two runs in the bottom of the second, and then took the lead with three in the bottom of the fifth. It's Tanner Murphy. First pitch from Pena. Cut on and missed. Fastball, strike one. Sinking down in the zone at 93 miles an hour. Murph, another pretty good day on. Two out of three times. Hit by a pitch, a single, and a run scored. 0-1. Slider cut on. Tap foul. Nothing in two. Big swings today for Wilmington. Marihildo homer in the second inning. Sack fly from Stroshine. And then Antuna with a sack fly tied the game in the fifth. And Pineda with a two-run single to push it to Wilmington's side. 0-2, caught on and missed. And Murphy chases the heat. A couple of baseballs off the plate at 93 miles an hour. Four outs to work with for Brooklyn, down by two. Three over the minimum for Wilmington pitching since that JT Schwartz home run. It's almost been a day where Brooklyn's offense just has not shown up since that really good first inning. Shervin Newton, switch hitter, batting left. Initial offering, he cuts and misses, chasing down and in for strike one. So Schumann to Knowles, now to Pena. Malvin, big dude with red cleats. High kick, the 0-1. Newton swings through the change. No balls, two strikes. Pulled the string there at 86 miles an hour. Infield tilted around to play Newton to pull. Open stance for the lefty. Here's the 0-2. And it just missed outside. Not quite an immaculate inning, but pretty close. Got Palmer to ground out. Murphy to strike out. And now working on Newton. Big guy deals the 1-2. And the pitch tap foul, walking up the first baseline grass. Picked up by Chris Newell, Cyclones bench coach, who is the acting manager Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Luis Rivera was on vacation and now back in the dugout. 1-2, Pena soars it high and away with a changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Newton battling the 2-2. Shervin fouls it away. 93, up, up, and away. Right on that letter line across the plate. Cyclones down by two. Eighth inning. Looking for a spark. Find somebody to deliver. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. 93 miles an hour just blew it by him. And Newton strikes out. An 0-for-4 day for Shervin Newton. 1-2-3 inning for Malvin Pena, and we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Last chance for the Rocks to add to this 5-3 lead on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
It's a jam-packed June 24th at Maimonides Park. Join us for fireworks, FDNY night, and Mets tote bag giveaway. We honor New York's finest at the ballpark, and the first 2,000 fans in attendance receive a Mets tote bag as part of our amazing Friday night series. Plus, start your weekend with a bang thanks to Friday night fireworks with the Brooklyn Cyclones. That's a jam-packed June 24th. Grab your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Bottom of the eighth inning in Wilmington, final day of this long week. Cyclones came into today with a chance to win the series, take 5 out of 8. They're down by 2. Wilmington looking to salvage a series split. Final time these two teams to hook up before the month of August. Kamop continues in relief. Mop sees the bottom three, Mendez, Stroshine, and Barley. Yeah, this is a pretty good relief appearance for Kamop. So far, 2 1/3 scoreless. No hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Something to continue to build his confidence. He had given up runs in 3 of his past 5. Faces lefty Ricardo Mendez, who hits the first pitch he sees in the shortstop hole, sneaking by everybody for a base hit. First hit allowed by Kamop in relief. Mets affiliates to date. Low A St. Lucie shut out by Tampa. 4-0 decision losing to the Yankees affiliate. Certainly have to be a weird week for them. They feel like they've reached the mountaintop, if you will. They've won the first half. Go back to Thursday night. Hits to Stroshine. It's hit on the ground. It's short. Could be 2. Newton fields the weird hop. Throws to 2nd for 1. And Guerrero to 1st in time. Double play. That was all sure of Newton. Handling a high wicked carom off the bill of his hat. He started with his glove out in front of him. About belt high. And then had to shoot it up at the last second to get that 6-4-3 started. Double A Binghamton was down 1-0 early, but now have taken a 6-1 lead at Bowie against the Baltimore affiliate. Final game of that series. It's Jordy Barley with 2 outs. Base is empty, 8th inning. First pitch, he shows bunt, tries again, 3rd baseline. Opp picks it up, throws to 1st, not in time. And Opp ends up on his backside in the grass. So Barley was denied a bunt base hit his last time. As Cam Opp threw him out, and this time gets him. So Barley with 2 hits, a double, and now a bunt single. And here's Darren Baker. By the way, Binghamton got a home run from Brandon McIlwain. How about that? A 3-run home run. Kicking a throw over to 1st base. And Barley back in safely. Baker awaits. Opp slide-step deals. And runs 1 at the knees on the outside corner. No balls and a strike. So McIlwain hit a 3-run home run. Francisco Alvarez hit a 3-run home run. And the future of the Mets at Double A is up 6-1. Ops 0-1. Way outside. 1-1. Triple A Syracuse was up 6-3 early. They've given up some late runs. Norfolk has an 8-6 lead in the bottom of the 8th inning. Triple A debut for Alec Kissena on the mound. Sidearm throw to 1st by Opp and Barley back in. Meanwhile, the Mets taking on Miami, game 3 of 4. Ahead in a little squeaker. It's 1-0 Mets after 6. Pretty good outing for Chris Bassett again. Kick and the runner goes. Pitch taken high. Gattis throws down to 2nd base. Bang, bang, play. They got him. Good throw by Nick Gattis. Good tag by Shervin Newton. And the inning is over. Caught stealing goes 2-6. And in the frame, no runs, 2 hits, and nobody left. We go to the ninth inning. Last chance dance for the Brooklyn Cyclones, trailing 5-3 in Wilmington on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
Hola Brooklyn, me llamo José Perosa, estás escuchando el radio de los Brooklyn Cyclones.
Justin Guerrero, JT Schwartz, Nick Gattis trying to keep the game alive. We go to the top of the ninth inning. The Cyclones down 5-3 against Wilmington. New arm is in, lefty Jose Ferrer. So Guerrero stands in, second at bat since coming in halfway through the game for an injured Rowdy Jordan. First pitch to Guerrero, misses outside, ball one. Wilmington has ended up shutting down this Cyclones offense. The 1-0 on the inside corner, Guerrero takes a strike. Three early runs and then seven scoreless innings. Brooklyn's offense nowhere to be found right now. The 1-1 missed up and in, ball two. Schumann gave him up, then threw four scoreless at the back half of his start. Knowles for two, Pena for one with two strikeouts. And now Ferrer looking for the final three outs. 2-1, swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes on Justin Guerrero. Ferrer, the big lefty. 6'1", 225 pounds. 2-2, caught on a miss. High fastball at 95 miles an hour. He struck him out swinging. One down in the ninth. Cyclones have had two hits since the first inning and three total base runners. It's a nice comeback day for Wilmington's pitchers. He really pitched well yesterday as well. Did give up five runs in 14 innings of that doubleheader. Initial offering to JT misses outside. The lefty has a one ball, no strike count. Schwartz, a home run. Three-run shot, second of the year. Back in the first inning, then a single in the fourth and a stolen base. 1-0 toss missed way inside. He spins toward the umpire out of the way and takes ball two. Brooklyn just needs one base runner, bring the tying run to the plate in this 5-3 game.
All right, Mike, let him go.
Kicking the 2-0. Schwartz takes at the knees for a strike from Ferrer. Ferrer with that big arm, throws hard, big lefty slider. Works out of the windup, deals the 2-1, and Schwartz pokes it the other way, foul. Two balls and two strikes. 13 relief appearances with Fredericksburg, struck out 24 in 19 innings and walked just one dude. Seven appearances at this level, nine strikeouts, nine innings, three walks. A whole bunch of saves. 2-2 misses outside, ball three. Started saving games barely last year. He's been in the organization since 18. And has collected six saves since early last year. 3-2 is banged foul on the ground. Outside of third, running down the line. Three balls and two strikes. Ferrer's 61st lifetime appearance in the minor leagues. Lifetime ERA, 2.89. Payoff pitch. Schwartz fouls it away again in the air, twisting and turning into the seats. Maybe one last souvenir on this Father's Day for the Wilmington crowd that has come out. Coming out on this Father's Day, it's also Rocky Bullwinkle, their beloved mascot's birthday today. So if you needed one more excuse to come out, payoff pitch. Schwartz chops it foul again. At first at bat, he saw a bunch of pitches and ended up homering. That fourth inning against Seth Schumann. Singled on the ninth pitch. Struck out in the sixth. And has seen now eight pitches in this at bat. Trying to get on base to pay off. Missed outside, and he does. So a walk with one out. Ferrer coughs up his fourth walk. He's not a guy that walks too many. It's 37 walks in 116 lifetime innings. And that lefty-lefty matchup goes Schwartz's way. So here's Gattis, who homered yesterday. Cyclones a swing away from tying it up. One on, one out, ninth inning. Down 5-2. 0-for-3 day for Gattis. First pitch, misses outside with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. I thought Knowles would take it all the way, and then I thought Pena would, but now Ferrer is in. 1-0. There's a strike on the inside corner. Gattis, two flyouts and a lineout. 1-1. He swings and drives the ball to right center field. Long run over for Mendez and Stroshine. The right fielder Stroshine is there to make the catch. Gattis flies out, broken down to its final out. Trailing 5-3 in the ninth inning. And the last best hope to keep the game alive. Righty DH, Jose Mena. Mena has struck out, grounded out, and flown out. He is due for a base hit. Schwartz leads off first. Small lead. The lefty deals. And Mena takes the dirt ball for ball one. Mena's one bugaboo this year is the slider from a righty down and away. He is someone who can certainly handle velocity. He's facing a lefty. He throws hard. Here's the 1-0. Drops outside. Ball two. Swazi on deck. Cyclones trying to keep the game alive. Down two. Trying to win the series. 2-0. Mena fouls it back over our heads. Two balls and one strike. Right on that 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Ferrer, the big guy, leans in for the sign. Stands tall, comes to a stop. 2-1. Mena fouls it back again. I tell you, he's right on 97. That's the fastest pitch from Ferrer. So the Cyclones are down to the final strike. Cyclones had an early 3-0 lead. Wilmington has clawed back to take a 5-3 advantage. Schwartz off first. Here's a 2-2. It's in the dirt. Mena takes the 88-mile-an-hour changeup. The count runs full. Pineda flashes the signs. Ferrer's got it. Nods yes. Payoff pitch. Hit in the air to center. Not deep. Mendez tracking it down. Trotz comes to a stop. and makes the catch. Wilmington wins the eighth game of the series, and we finish it up with a series split, 4 games apiece. They take the finale 5-3. So the Cyclones in the ninth, no runs, no hits, one walk, and one left. And we'll be back to wrap it up next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
What's more Coney Island than a hot dog? Or a ball game? Or you know what? Why not both? Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday at Maimonides Park. All Cyclones Wednesday home games will offer 2-for-1 hot dogs and discounted kosher dogs. Celebrate the dog days of summer with a delicious Coney Island hot dog and Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. That's 2-for-1 hot dogs on Weenie Wednesday.
Back in Wilmington for the totals, Cyclones dropped the finale 5-3 and end up with a series split against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Keith Rad with you from Frawley Stadium for the final time this week. Wilmington, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. And the Blue Rocks left 7 men on base. Brooklyn, 3 runs, just 4 hits, 2 errors. They left 3. Time of the game, 2 hours, 29 minutes. And the crowd, pretty good one on this Father's Day Sunday. 3,060. The win to Seth Schumann. A couple of holds to give out. Knowles and Pena held it down, and then Ferrer picked up his third save. Luis Moreno took the loss. Cyclones fall to 28 and 35. Wilmington up to 32 and 30. Take a look around the league. Some scores. Aberdeen over Jersey Shore 7-6. So they beat him the day after no hitting them. And elsewhere in the league, Rome up on Asheville 11-4. Bottom of the sixth inning, Hudson Valley 5, Greensboro 4. Bottom of the sixth inning in Bowling Green, tough tight one, 4-4. Between Bowling Green and Winston-Salem, Greenville up on Hickory 2-0. Mets affiliate circuit today, we're done and St. Lucie is done. They lost to Tampa at the low A affiliate 4-0. Double-A Binghamton on a 3-run home run from Brandon McElwain and a 3-run home run from Francisco Alvarez, and some other runs, as an 8-1 lead at Bowie. Triple-A Syracuse losing to Norfolk, 8-6 in the top of the ninth. And the Mets clinging to a 1-0 lead. Miami has the bases loaded in the top of the seventh. The Mets have now gone to the bullpen. Chris Bassett gave you 6 1/3, so far scoreless. Struck out 9, walked 2. Seth Lugo is on in game 3 of that 4-game set. So we are finally able to go home today. It's not as if they were holding us here. But we will go home today, have the off day tomorrow, and set up for 6 against Jersey Shore. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are the final 3 games of the first half. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we begin the second half. Cyclones still have an opportunity to make the playoffs despite a sub-500 first half record. We start at 0-0 on Friday. That is June 24th. So we'll see you at 7 o'clock. It's Catholic Schools Night. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets. There are not many tickets left, by the way, for Tuesday's game. I think the gates are opening at 5:30 because there's so many people ready to go. So 7 o'clock, first pitch. We'll have the pregame for you at 6:40 at brooklyncyclones.com and MILB.TV. So your final score once again, Wilmington salvages a split. They win their 4th game of the 8 we played this week. 5-3. My name is Keith Radd from Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware, and as always, we'll see you at the next one.